Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
lost it out, what we said.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hosanna. Lord, we love you. We thank you. Welcome you all to Saturday School Lessons. Amen. We thank God for another opportunity to be here to receive the pouring in on today. So I'm so excited about the Word of God, mostly that God has kept me. Amen. I come in the strength of the Lord our God today. Amen. Deal with the Holy Spirit of the living God. We just have to make a decision to be saved and stay saved. Amen. Excuse me, believe in the word and God sent to save us. Amen. Our Savior, Lord, Jesus Christ. So we thank God today. Let us spiritually enter in and receive on today. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for another opportunity, Father God, that we can come and receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your word, oh God, that it will take root in us, oh God, and manifest in our actions, that we will apply, oh God, your word, oh God, to our life and be delivered, be set free, be healed, be redeemed, amen, restored, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, as we enter in on today, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we share rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for the word that will go forth on today, Father God. Lord, we ask that you open up the channels of our spirit, oh God, that we may receive, oh God, divine revelation and knowledge of your word so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, oh Lord. Let the word be engraved on our hearts and minds. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit, hallelujah, every spirit of confusion, every spirit of distraction. We come against every fighting spirit of rebellion, hallelujah, spirit of unbelief. Amen. Hallelujah. We come against every familiar spirit, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of procrastination, limitation, stagnation right now, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of forgetfulness. Amen. And we decree and declare that we are delivered and set free and blessed by the word of God. Amen. And we receive our healing, our deliverance, and receive the word of God. Hallelujah. So we decree and declare that we are children of God right now, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God that comes to change our life. Hallelujah. We receive the change on today, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that it is so by faith. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, welcome everyone to Saturday School Lessons. Amen. I hope you prepared your heart and your mind to receive on today the word of God and the lesson that will go forward. I pray that the word of God will change your life and that you will make a decision today to be changed. Amen. To be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Bible says daily we should be renewing our mind. Amen, amen. So God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we're still studying fasting for breakthrough and deliverance. And on today, we're talking about fasting to break cycles of failure and defeat. So if you go with me first over to the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 13. That's chapter 3, verse 13. Amen. Chapter 3, verse 13. I give you all a minute to get there. Chapter 3, verse 13. Amen. Amen. A lot of us have dealt with failure and defeat in our life, but we're going to talk about how do we fast to break those cycles of failure and defeat. Amen. All right, the Bible says in the New King James Version, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, reads as follows: Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Heaven became a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Amen. Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Hallelujah. And then the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 15. Christ has redeemed us. Hallelujah. What agreement has Christ with Belial? What agreement has Christ with Belial? Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Give me just one moment here, everyone, my God. Make sure you have your pen and paper, you all, as we enter in our study right now, in the name of Jesus, so we can follow along and take notes. Amen. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Amen. So bear with me, everyone. Bear with me here. I'm kind of moving around a little bit, so forgive me for the noise. Amen. If there's a little echo, forgive me for that as well. So again, the 2 Corinthians Bible says in 6 and 15, what agreement has Christ with Belial? Amen. So I want to ask this question here today. Do failure and frustration seem to be your lot in life? Do failure and frustration seem to be your lot in life? Is your life characterized by continued setbacks and misfortunes? Hallelujah. Does it appear as though no matter what you do in life, you cannot seem to obtain the blessings of the Lord? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Okay. One moment. All right, you all, sorry about the inconvenience right there. Sorry about that delay, amen. So as I was saying before, I had to log out for a minute, but I'm logged back in. Glory to God. And I was saying before I left, does it seem like in your life, is your life characterized by continual setbacks and misfortune? Does it appear as though no matter what you do in life, you cannot seem to obtain the blessings of the Lord? See, often the most frustrating thing about this whole scenario is the fact that you are a believer and love the Lord. According to Galatians 3 and 13, we are redeemed from the curse. In other words, Jesus became a curse in our stead. If this is true, then how can a believer still be under a curse? That is a question that many have. Unfortunately, there are still many believers living under curses, even though they have been legally redeemed from the curses. Just as a believer, they have to fight a good fight of faith for healing. He or she may also have to fight a good fight of faith against curses. See, many of the curses that can affect a person's life comes as a result of one of the most wicked and vile spirits in the kingdom of darkness, the spirit of Belial. He is a ruling spirit of wickedness. There is a host of demons that operate under his command, cursing the lives of people. When I observe the practices and sins that are happening in our nation today, we see it everywhere we turn. My God, it's too much. It's too much. I know that the spirit of Belial is behind them. Belial is a strong man here in America, so as well as other nations of the world. Belial is a world ruler of wickedness. Jesus taught us the necessity of binding the strong man in order to spoil his goods, according to Matthew 12 and 29. The prayers, and you and Sandra, we're going to just going to go forward today as we pray to break this spirit of failure and defeat, amen, are meant to do just that. As we pray, and as you pray, the law of the world rule of wickedness will be bound, and his demonic hold on you and your family and community will be broken, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. First, let us discuss that what fasting does when it accompanies this kind of prayer and why it's important to fast and to pray, amen. Fasting causes you to become more fruitful. Amen. If you look in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 22, amen, Joel chapter 2, verse 22, if you want to write that down, fasting increases the fruit of a believer's life. This includes the fruit of the Spirit. God desires his people to be more fruitful. Fasting helps our ministries, businesses, and careers become more fruitful. Amen. Fasting releases the rain, according to Joel 23. Chapter 2, verse 23, if you go on to the next verse. Rain represents the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Rain also represents blessing and refreshing. Israel needed the former rain to moisten the ground for planting. They needed the latter rain to bring the crops to maturity. God has promised to give the former and latter rains in response to fasting. Fasting moistens the ground, the heart, amen, for planting of the seed, which is the word of God. Fasting causes the rain to fall in dry places. If you have never experienced revival in your spirit for a long time, through fasting, the Lord can cause the rain of revival to fall in your life so that you can be refreshed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And renewed. How many of us need to be refreshed and renewed today? Amen. You are fasting breaks limitation and releases favor and brings enlargement. When we look at Esther, amen, the book of Esther, chapter 4, 14 through 16, we see it for ourselves. Fasting was a part of defeating the plans of Haman to destroy the Jews. The whole nation of Israel was delivered because of fasting. Esther needed favor from the king and received it as a result of fasting. Fasting releases favor and brings great deliverance. The Jews not only defeated their enemies, but they were also enlarged. Mordecai was promoted and Haman was hung. Enlargement comes through fasting. Fasting breaks limitation and gives you more room to expand and grow. God desires to enlarge our borders. Amen. God wants us to have more territory. This includes natural and spiritual territory. Fasting breaks limitation and causes expansion. Amen. Fasting will cause you to have great victory against overwhelming odds in your life, according to 2 Chronicles. Amen. Jehoshaphat was facing the combined armies of Moab, Ammon, and Edom. He was fasting. He was facing overwhelming odds. His fasting helped him to defeat these enemies. Let me say that again. His fasting helped him to defeat these enemies. Fasting helps us to have victory in the midst of defeat. Amen. Jehoshaphat called a fast because he was afraid. Fear is another stronghold that many believers have difficulty overcoming. Fasting will break the power of the demon of fear. Spirits of terror, panic, fright, apprehension, and timidity can be overcome through fasting. Freedom from fear is a requirement to live a victorious lifestyle. Amen. So what we're going to do right now today, and I'm going to wrap up here today quickly. I'm not going to be on here long here today. Amen. Prayer, we're going to pray right now. If we can enter in and get into a place where you can receive right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, your quiet, your spirit, so that you can receive great and mighty right now. So we pray these prayers of blessings and favor upon our lives. Amen. All that's here in Saturday School. Heavenly Father, we come in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Lord, we come believing, oh God, on one accord, oh God, with our combined faith on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us. Be gracious unto us. Lord, lift up your confidence upon us and give us, hallelujah, peace, oh God, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Make us as Ephraim and Manasseh, oh God. Let us be satisfied with favor and filled with your blessing. Lord, command your blessings upon our life, oh God. Give us revelation and let us be blessed, oh God. We decree and declare by faith and the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior, that we are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ, that we receive the blessing of Abraham. Lord, and bless and bless us, oh God, and multiply us, oh God, as the stars of the heaven, oh God, and as the sand of the seashore. Lord, let your shower of blessing be upon our lives. Lord, turn every curse our way into a blessing, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let your blessing make us rich, oh God. Let all nations call us blessed. Let all generations call us blessed, for we are sons and daughters of the blessed. We live in the kingdom of the blessed. Our sins are forgiven, and we are blessed, amen. Lord, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God, that you daily load us with your benefits, oh God, and we thank you. We've chosen you, Lord God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, that we've chosen you and you have blessed us, amen, that we have chosen you, Lord God. Oh, we declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that our seed is blessed. Let us inherit the land. Hallelujah. We are part of a holy nation, and we are blessed. Lord, bless our latter end more than our beginnings, oh God. Lord, let your presence bless our life. We decree and declare by faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the finished work on the cross, that we drink the cup of blessings. Amen on today. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, bless us and cause your face to shine upon us, oh God. Hallelujah. That your way may be known upon the earth and your saving health among all nations. Let our land yield an increase, oh God. Let the ends of the earth fear you, oh God. We know your favor, oh God, that's upon our life, because our enemies do not triumph over us, and we thank you. Lord, be favorable unto our land, oh God. Lord, grant us life and favor. In your favor, Lord, make our mountains strong, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we entreat your favor, oh God. Let your favor cause our horn to be exalted right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, this is our set time for favor. We receive it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remember us, oh Lord, with our favor, that you bring us your children, oh God, and visit us with your salvation, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we entreat your favor with our whole heart today. Amen. Lord, let your favor be upon our life as a cloud of the latter rain. Amen. Lord, let your beauty be upon our life, and let us, hallelujah, be well favored, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare by faith that we are highly favored. Amen. Lord, and let us receive extraordinary favor on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, glory to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that you enlarge our territory and increase it, oh God. Break off of our life, oh God, any limitations that restrictions placed on our life by any evil spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and cast out all python and constrictor spirits. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, bless us indeed, oh God, enlarge our coast. Let your hand be with us, oh God, and keep us from evil, oh God. Cast out our enemies, oh God, enlarge our borders. Lord, you have promised to enlarge our borders, and we thank you. Enlarge our hearts so that we can run the ways of your commandments. Our mouth is enlarged over our enemies right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Enlarge our steps so we can receive your wealth and prosperity. We receive the deliverance and enlargement for our life right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Lord shall increase us more and more. Hallelujah. Us and our children. Amen. And we thank you. Let your kingdom and government increase in our life, oh God. Let us increase in knowledge of you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. By faith, we receive it right now. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, bless us and increase us. Let us increase exceedingly. Let us increase with increase, oh God. Amen. Let us increase, oh God, and abound in love. Let us increase in greatness, oh God. Hallelujah. And comfort us on every side, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let us increase in wisdom and stature. Let us increase in strength and confound the adversaries. Amen. Let your grace and favor increase in our life right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the years of our life be increased, oh God. Let the word of God increase in our life right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless us, oh God, in all our increase. Hallelujah. Let us, oh God. Let us, oh God. Hallelujah. In our giving, oh God, and tithe increase right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare by faith that it is forward, it shall be the other way. In Jesus' name. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have any questions at this time, I'm going to open up the line for any questions or comments. If not, we're going to close out here early on today. I hope you received what went forward. I didn't mean to rush everyone, but I pray that you have received it in Jesus' name and that it has blessed your life in abundance. So if you have any questions right now, comments, please press 1. Amen. 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 All right. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up here. God bless you. God keep you. Father God, though we leave this line, but never your presence. And I pray, oh God, that you will go with each of us, oh God, throughout this day, oh God, that we will, hallelujah, that we will share the testimony, oh God, all that you have done and all that we're trusting you to do, oh God. We decree and declare by faith that you are the head of our life and the lifter of our heads. We decree and declare safety right now. Let your head of protection be around us and our family members and loved ones. And we thank you for, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Be ready for service in the morning at 10 a.m. or join us at 2 p.m. God bless you. God keep you. Love you and I thank God for you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Yeah.